021-446-0567.
Another day and another horrific story of a child and unbelievable violence. A 12-year-old boy was stabbed 33 times earlier this week. He was playing soccer in an open field in Goodwood when a man apparently approached him, attacked him, and stole his cell phone. Now, an arrest has been made and the alleged attacker appeared in court this morning. And EWN reporter Kevin Brunt was there. Kevin, welcome. Any more details on what actually happened?
A very good afternoon to you, Melanie. Well, I spoke to the boy's mother yesterday and she informed me she was at work yesterday when the incident happened. His older brother, he's 19 years old. He was at the flat in Goodwood. The boys, about five of them, were playing soccer right next to an open field next to the apartment block. And that happened at around noon. His brother then said one of the boys came to call him to say that someone attacked his younger brother. And when he got there, his brother was full of blood, lying on the ground and obviously, distressed and in a lot of pain. His mother then informed that an older man, and he's now in court, the accused, 31-year-old, hovered around the guys, approached them and asked them what their names are. And when this particular 12-year-old gave his name, the man then started attacking him. So that is the mystery within this whole story as to why in particular did he single this specific boy out.
And 33 times, that's a frenzied attack. Do they have any idea what the motive is?
At this stage, no. Police investigating the matter. The mother also said, and I specifically asked her if she had any run-ins with anyone in the recent past or if she feels that someone might be out to either get the boy or herself or the family. She said she can't think of anything, that at this stage her immediate concern is obviously the boy's condition. And yeah, so no one really knows why this specific attack happened in that area on Tuesday.
A lot of the wounds are to his hands, so he obviously was in a defensive mode. Surgery?
Indeed. Today he underwent surgery to repair severed tendons in his hands. He also underwent an operation on Thursday evening to also repair damage to a vein behind his neck. And his mother said, besides the physiological damage, there's also the psychological aspect that this young man now has to go through. But she's been next to his bed in the Goodwood Hospital, taking care of him, obviously distressed. I can only imagine what a mother would go through if a child's being attacked in this manner. She's not there to immediately or to defend him, at least. And she also explained that they did wait a considerable amount of time for the ambulance to arrive on the scene, but they managed to keep him awake. And he was then luckily transported to a hospital very close to where they live. But obviously this whole incident caused a lot of fear within that community. A lot of mothers in that area say it is the school holidays. Their kids are supposed to relax, to be outside. The weather is, nippy in the morning, but during the course of the day, it gets to a point where you can go outside and play a bit. I must say, when I was there yesterday, it was extremely quiet in that neighborhood and people fearful of a reprisal of this event.
What was the atmosphere like in court?
It was a very brief appearance. The accused appeared on a charge of attempted murder. He will be back in court tomorrow as he now seeks legal representation in the form of legal aid. And that is why the prosecution now have to arrange for him to get access to a legal aid representative. And he'll be back in court tomorrow. And that is when we can expect a bit more details with regard to bail applications and a further postponement with this matter. But it was a very brief appearance. The 12-year-old boy's grandfather was in court. I filed a story where he was
very emotional.
Very emotional.
That, yeah.
He can't explain why, and he also don't understand why in particular his family was hit with this tragedy. But yeah, they say that they're taking it one day at a time, and their focus now is just to get the boy better.
Were there community members in court?
Very few of them. There was a stepsister of the mother. And I believe that she's a lawyer, so she's also in making sure that the proper legal processes are being seen to give the family a bit of guidance in terms of that. But yes, you know, the community also yesterday indicated a lot of support for the mother and for the boy. While I was at hospital, it was around about just visiting hours, just before 7. A lot of his school friends also showed up along with their parents, but a lot of them also very, you know, concerned with the whole issue. In particular, also don't want media to fully engage with the youngsters as well. But the mother was fine, you know, when I interviewed her, and she indicated that, you know, I'm welcome to come back. So an obvious question, and I believe that the authorities will also pick up on this or follow up on this, is why in particular was her son targeted in the attack?
Did she seem fearful? Because if this was personal, one would wonder whether the police are providing some kind of protection or, you know, when you don't know what the motive is, then it must be an incredibly scary position to be in.
Indeed. She came across as being very strong, but also teary throughout the interviewing process. And not knowing exactly where to take it from, but she explained, first of all, you know, his health and his well-being is their immediate concern, and that is what they will be focusing on now. She did ask if I know whether or not the suspect in this matter would get bail immediately. So from there, you can already, you know, feel that she is anxious with regard to what happened. And a lot of the community members in that area also explained that they're fearful. They don't know what to do with their kids, in particular now that it is public school holidays.
EWN reporter Kevin Brunt, thank you so much.